Our baccalaureate service this evening begins in your bulletin. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord, Jesus Christ. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Reading from the second letter to Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you've learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from Matthew. Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand and join me in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful.
We beseech you, O Lord.
That your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill.
We beseech you, O Lord.
That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses.
We beseech you, O Lord.
That there may be peace to your church and to the whole world. That we may depart this life in your faith and fear, and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ. That we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Blessed John, and all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ.
O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth. That in your good time, all nations and races may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God, our Father, you see your children growing up in an unsteady and confusing world. Show them that your ways give more life than the ways of the world, and that following you is better than chasing after selfish goals. Help them to take failure not as a measure of their worth, but as a chance for a new start. Give them strength to hold their faith in you and to keep alive their joy in your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
O eternal God, bless all schools, colleges, and universities, and especially the Episcopal School of Jacksonville, that they may be lively centers for sound learning, new discovery, and the pursuit of wisdom. Grant that those who teach and those who learn may find you to be the source of all truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let us say together the general thanksgiving. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him at all times, in all places, may give thanks to you all things.
Amen.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, seniors. Welcome, faculty. Welcome, parents, family members, and friends. Welcome to your cathedral. I hope that this night will serve as a moment of pause in a time of chaos, because this is a pivotal moment in the lives of these young people as they literally take a step from high school into their future. So we are glad you are here tonight with us to give thanks and to pray. I want to welcome you following the service to a reception in Tolliver Hall, which is through the doors to this way, where you can greet your seniors. And now let us stand and sing the hymn that is found in your bulletin, "Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart."
Please be seated. My sixth grade teacher was named Mr. Hawkins. On his chalkboard, he had a white piece of paper taped to it, and in his own calligraphy, there were the words, "There is no such thing as a free lunch." And so, for my entire sixth grade year, I sat and looked at that poster and thought of how there possibly could be a free lunch. First, I thought, well, this is easy. Someone could hand me a lunch. I didn't pay for it. Therefore, it's free. But then I thought, well, somebody paid for it. And for them, it wasn't free. Then I thought, well, what if there was a bunch of food that no one was going to eat anymore? What if I happened upon a graduation party at the very end and the hosts were taking in all the food that people hadn't eaten and they handed it to me and they said, "Here, have some of this. We were going to throw it away anyways." Wouldn't that be free? Except there were hands that prepared it. There were people who paid for that lunch too. Well, what if I take my crossbow into the woods and hunt down a deer? And had myself a nice venison lunch.
deer didn't cost anything, but my crossbow did. By the way, I do not own a crossbow. That would have been a fun surprise to learn that Mother Hopi owned a crossbow, wouldn't it? I don't. And then so I get to thinking, and finally I get to the thought, well, what if I just walked into the forest and I picked up some nuts and I found some apples that had fallen to the ground? Wouldn't that all be free? But even then, I'd be intruding on an ecosystem that wasn't intended for me. The nuts belong to some squirrel, the apples belong to maybe some bears, and I had just cost someone else their lunch. There is no such thing as a free lunch. I think what Mr. Hawkins was trying to get across is there's no such thing as a free anything. We are bound to each other and to this earth. And what I've further realized is that there is no such thing as true freedom. But we love the idea of freedom. We fantasize about it. I remember the night before my own high school graduation thinking I was on the verge of total freedom. In college, I would get to choose my classes, choose my friends, choose my bedtime, what I ate, how I dressed, how much time I would spend on my schoolwork. But even amidst what I thought was sheer freedom, I found that I still bound myself pretty readily to certain things. Taking care of a friend who was in crisis, writing a 120-page thesis, logging hours answering a suicide hotline. I didn't have to do any of those things, but I bound myself to them. Even now, as a full-fledged adult, I still daydream about real freedom. My husband and I are parents to a 4-month-old and a 3-year-old. We fantasize about the day that we will finally be free to get a full night's sleep. We look to their high school graduation day as our long-awaited ticket to freedom. When they walk across that stage to get their diploma, we will think to ourselves, finally, we're free. But then I look out at all the parents here tonight, and I'm pretty sure all of them would give anything to have one more night rocking a baby to sleep. The truth is, freedom is an illusion. Throughout our lives, we are always bound by something. Even what Jesus offers in our reading today doesn't sound much like freedom. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you. My burden is light, and my yoke is easy." A yoke is a wooden collar that farmers would bind around their oxen in order for them to carry a heavy load. Imagining a wooden yoke around your neck hardly sounds like freedom. Jesus says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, but it's still a yoke. But notice that Jesus implies that we have a choice. You can choose what you are bound to, and it really is up to you. Sometimes you bind yourselves to certain burdens without even realizing it. Most people I know, myself included, spent most of our middle and high school years, and even beyond, bound to the quest for acceptance. We spend so much time trying to be something other than who we really are. Thinner, prettier, smarter, cooler, tougher, stronger. We assume that there are certain parts of ourselves that are deeply unlovable and unacceptable. And we take those parts and hide them or reshape them into something we think other people will like. We willingly sacrifice our true selves for the sake of approval. The saddest part is that when you bind yourself to the quest of being liked, all you have in the end is the approval of your peers, which may not really be the same as happiness, and it certainly won't set you free. Or maybe you found that you have bound yourself to the pursuit of success. Maybe it's a path you've already been on for a long time. Good grades in middle school means good placement in upper school, which means good college acceptance, and good grades in college means a better job upon graduation, which means more money, which means a better life. Seniors, don't get me wrong, your hard work in school has been good work. There are great rewards for all the effort you put in towards making it here tonight. You should be very, very proud of your accomplishments. But do not mistake for a minute the means for the end. If you make success your highest goal, being bound to that pursuit may lead you to make unwise, unhealthy, and even unethical decisions. And in the end, all you will have to show for it is success, which most likely will not be the same as happiness, and it certainly will not set you free. So choose carefully what you will bind yourselves to. Choose carefully what you will take on. Choose your yoke wisely. My recommendation, which I'm sure will come as a huge shocker to all of you, is that you take on the yoke of our loving God. If you truly believe, as I've tried to tell you so many times, that God loves you unconditionally and constantly, then you are finally free to be your truest self. Bind yourself to the deep love of God. Believe that God is downright wild about you. When you take on that yoke, that burden of being deeply loved for all that you are, then you are finally free. You are finally free to be your best, truest, most awesome self. As Kid President says, you were made to be awesome. And I believe that with all my heart. Take the yoke that Jesus offers and go and be awesome. And that will certainly set you free. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand for the final blessing. May the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, giving you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and to proclaim the wonderful works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Let us sing our final hymn found in your bulletin, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus.
Thank you.
Let us go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.